Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish.
What are we talking about today, Mish?
Today we're talking about the video game Borderlands, specifically Borderlands 3. I wanted to know your thoughts about the new DLCs that were dropped, and who do you think the best character is?
Borderlands 3 is one of my favorite games, actually. And right off the bat, I gotta say, I was a little bit disappointed by the new DLC.
Why were you disappointed? I had no personal feelings, because you introduced the game to me, like, what? In August or September, so I didn't know any of the previous DLCs, so I had no expectations going in.
There was no story, and I think that was the biggest thing that I was really let down about. All of the other four DLCs had a story to it, even if they didn't have like the longest, because DLC 4 or 3 had one of the shortest stories as far as my playtime. Those DLCs were like a few months apart.
Yeah.
But DLC 5 is supposed to hold you down until the spring.
What's in the spring?
That's supposed to be, DLC 6. And basically you don't get anything technically new to the game until DLC 6 comes out or whatever. So yeah, I was definitely let down about that.
I mean, I guess I understand because I recently bought the DLCs to play with you, and they are a lot better than the fifth one, the Arms Race. There's not much to do other than fight and get through it, or you die in the middle of fighting and then you have to restart all over again. So I get it. There's no storyline. There's no missions. There's no main mission. Yeah. You kind of just go through it.
It's very repetitive, and it kind of felt like it was going to get old kind of quickly. Yeah, it was fun the first couple days, but then you get the hang of it. And even though you don't win every single run, you still don't.
There's nothing new.
Yeah. I think the biggest letdown, you basically went through, you got new powers, right? Cool. New abilities are pretty nice. Iron Cub is adorable. Amara's face flare is cool. You have Flack with his new little bot. Those are nice. It's like you can't use the new abilities in the new game mode. They kind of expect you to redo old content with these new abilities. And it kind of sucks because you have to get through the story once on your regular character. Then you do True Vault Hunter mode. You gotta do the DLCs all over again. It sucks.
I love my cub.
Oh wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
My cub is cute, adorable, great, very helpful. It took some time to adjust to him out of the bear. The bear was very protective, and the cub is just like, shit, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
It sucks, and the cub does not last as long, unfortunately, and you can't take the cub. Once you take the cub out, you can't bring the cub back in.
Yeah.
But I adjusted to the cub. Cub is a great asset. I kind of wish they changed the level cap. Mm-hmm. Because now it's just like there's no leveling. I feel like, you know, we go through missions and it's just like, damn, there's nothing new to get. There's no new levels. Mm-hmm. And it's just like there's a whole new tree, but I can't, like, now I gotta rearrange the set points between four trees. It was already hard between three trees. Now I gotta do it through four. And it's just more complicated than it should have been. They should have just increased the level cap.
You know, I was thinking about that too. And even if they didn't, like, let's say we didn't get level 65 yet. And I believe the last level was 57, right? Even if they didn't, they should have left the level cap until the new DLC. That way you felt like you were working towards something. Because what ended up happening is I got a lot of the, like, we got the level cap before the DLC came out, and then everybody just went out and farmed for all their new weapons before the DLC came out. It took away from the grind. Once the DLC actually came out, you didn't really have much to do. And I actually thought that it was going to be like a whole stage kind of thing, like they bring out Arms Race and then the story comes out. Now, in your case, it actually works out pretty well because you didn't have DLC 1 through 4. Right now, I think we just finished 2.
We did.
So at least we have some time to use the new abilities and go through, even though technically you never want to respec for the cub.
I don't. At this point, I don't think I'm going to respec for my cub to get him stronger. I like my build the way it is. Mm-hmm. It took a while to adjust to it, and I finally adjusted to it. And now it's just like, I don't want to change it up just for the cub. The cub is fine the way it is. Like, the cub's helpful. Mm-hmm. I don't die crazy. Sometimes I don't even take the cub out. I'm just fine without the cub.
Right.
So I don't really think I need to use the tree for the cub. So I'm not going to respec.
I kind of had the same situation where, you know, with Amara, it kind of confuses you because you spend so much time getting used to one build. And then now you find something that you think might be better. So you swap. And now you have to readjust to that whole new build. You keep thinking about old parts of your build. And you keep forgetting about the new parts. And you're wondering why, you know, why your new build isn't working right. The last takedown we did. Me, I'm thinking like, I recently respec'd my Amara for a lot of melee damage. Because it makes sense. The orb does melee damage. And the more melee damage you do to it, the more powerful it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I respect for melee damage. And when it came time for me to actually kill something, I basically didn't have enough gun damage anymore. And I ended up dying.
So, yeah, that was not a good time for you. But it's okay. I got us through. Yeah. It's okay.
A lot of little nitpicky UI changes that they made. Like, how you have to use Q to drop.
Okay, that is very annoying. I liked it the way it was. Like, obviously, X, you want to get rid of something, you exit. Yeah. It makes so much sense with life. Yeah. You want to get rid of something, X is the way to go. But now you got to press Q, and it's just very annoying.
Stupid as hell. I do not like it. And weirdly, they put a little backpack icon on top of where your guns are.
Yeah.
So when you try to press escape, it goes to the backpack icon and then doesn't let you escape unless you spam it. I hate it. I don't know what was going on there. There's no reason to put a link to your backpack if your backpack is literally on the same screen.
When it first came out, a lot of people were like, it wasn't worth the $30 that it was just for arms race and to get the fourth tree.
I was one of those people.
It just wasn't worth the $30 price. Maybe $15. A lot of people are like, maybe it's worth $15, but not $30.
Well, no, it is $15 because the $30 is for the season pass. Uh-huh. Each DLC individually is $15. And I was upset because that didn't seem like a $15 thing. When you look at all the other DLCs that cost the same, you have a bunch of different maps, a bunch of different like new guns that they added, right? In this game mode, there's like 4 or 5 weapons. Part of me is thinking they didn't have enough time to put something out. So they said, here's one DLC and we have until the spring to bring out the next DLC. And I'm really hoping that it's a situation where this DLC was more like $8.
Someone said $5. Someone said it was worth $5.
Like, that's something realistically, like if we're going to be honest, right? I guess, yes, you know, you want to balance the new trees.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, to be honest, the, Borderlands is not really like a balance heavy game. Like, there's a lot of builds to like one shot bosses. It's not a balance heavy game. So, at that point, that's why so many of the new takedown bosses have like all of these immunity phases.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially with Amara, you would see if I hit her with the orb, his health would just
vanish.
Yeah. And same with the clone, Iron Cub, they would just do a stupid amount of damage. I could see that as a $5 thing, you get one map. And the problem is, like, that map just randomizes where it drops you.
Right? Yeah.
So that's not something that you even have to strategically have to deal with. There's no balance involved in it because you don't have your abilities, no outside guns and stuff like that. So,
well, sometimes you work around that, but yeah, no outside guns.
Yeah, so with all of that, that's really not a $15 DLC.
I think the best thing that came out of the arms race was the Clockwork Rez and the Tizzy. Mm-hmm. You know, ever since we got that, we used it a lot. It was very helpful for the takedown instead of like stopping to like pick up your partner or like your team.
Yeah.
You're just like, yo, I'm gonna just shoot you from across the room, which is great because now I don't gotta like maybe die to get you and now we're both dead and then we gotta restart the whole fucking takedown because that is irritating.
Now, I did like that. That's one thing we didn't know. That you can actually use the res to pick each other up when you're down. And we didn't know that the first run. Because there was one part where we both went down and we didn't even think to try to shoot each other. We were just like, let's look for an enemy. It almost risks the whole thing. We were on the last stage. It was so close to being done. And looking back, that could have been so much worse, you know? When realistically we just turn around real quick.
And just shoot each other. Yeah. But it was great when we realized you can't shoot each other while down.
Yeah.
Which obviously we should have thought of, because when you're down, you can still shoot enemies. So why wouldn't we be able to shoot at each other?
I kind of like thought about it as like maybe they thought about that and then took it out the game. So that's why in my mind I'm thinking, okay, as far as balancing, that's obviously not something that they're going to allow. Because there's that other... There's the new, I think, artifact that when you go down, you can get a second wind when you're right when you're about to die, which is nice. You know, it's like part of it is it kind of sucks, but it is nice. It's like a get out of jail free card for one time. But depending on what kind of artifact you use, you kind of screw yourself with that too. Because for my Amara, I end up losing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
You know, because most of my damage came from setting them on fire with my artifact. So that just didn't work. I took it off immediately. But the Tizzy. A Tizzy is...
You like the Tizzy.
I do like the Tizzy. But the Tizzy is like... It's one of those versatile guns that it works on any character. But at the same time, you run out of ammo so quickly. Like, so quickly. Even moles can't replenish their ammo in time. And you're just, like, deleting your ammo count.
Yeah.
Unless you hit, like, all criticals.
Unless you use all different gun types. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I use all the same gun types.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I really gotta pick and choose which gun I'm gonna use. And I really gotta make my shots count. You mean like, oh, I missed that? I can't miss my shots because it's either the Hornet or it's the Hellshock. And the Clockwork Res is not meant for enemies.
Yeah.
And when in doubt, the Plague Bear. But the Plague Bear, you really got to, like, stop to properly aim to get it to go where you want.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just be running and shooting anywhere because it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I really got to make my count, which is very unfortunate that I just use pistols.
Yeah.
But I don't like nothing else. So
it doesn't. Now, I am a versatile kind of player. I don't want to run pistols because I did used to do that. I used to run two pistols and use those as, like, my main things. But when we started doing, like, the higher difficulties, endgame difficulty things, man, bumping up the, what is it called?
The mayhem level?
Yeah, when you bump up the mayhem levels, now all the enemies get a little bit more beefy. And that makes you use more ammo. So I had to stop doing that ASAP because that just didn't work out. I couldn't have three pistols on because you would just run out of ammo so quickly. You know. But I had to change to become more versatile, find some shotguns that I like, which very, very scarce. Shotguns in Borderlands. Shotguns and snipers, they don't make sense in Borderlands. And that is why you use only pistols. Because there are pistols that actually do more damage than shotguns. And it's kind of insane. You know? That's not how it's supposed to be. And even if it is, there should just be more shotguns that actually do better damage.
Yeah.
Especially considering their ammo count, you know? Because if I'm hitting enemies and I'm like hitting them with 3-4 bullets and they die, but then shotguns, it takes like 4 or 5 bullets to kill them. It doesn't make sense, because now I used up like at least, let's say, 2% of my ammo just trying to kill one person.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I hate it so much. But now, I know you're not necessarily experienced in, like, the different characters, but who do you think is the, I guess, best character or, you know?
Okay. I'm obviously going to pick Moe's. All I play is Moe's. I think I chose very
wisely
for myself. Mm-hmm. It worked out so great because all I use is pistols, but then Moe's replenishes ammo, so I don't have to worry much. Whereas if I pick somebody else, it'd be like, shit, I'm using like pistol, mm-hmm. and now there goes my ammo. And now I'm going to be like when you were playing Zane, and like every other word out your mouth was, I'm out of ammo. And I was like, dude, what the hell? We just got some. Yeah. So I think I chose really great for myself. So I'm going to pick Moe's. Yeah. I don't think I would ever choose Zane, even though I haven't tried him yet. Based off of you playing him, I don't think it'd be a great matchup.
Yeah.
And we just started using Flak, but we haven't gotten very far to see his abilities. So it could be Moe's and then Flak. I think Zane is definitely last. I didn't like Amara that one time you had me try her, but it could also be the build. So yeah, jury's out on Amara, but Zane is definitely last. There's no way. There's just no way.
I definitely would not pick Zane for you. That's just not going to happen. Because Zane is very on-target focused. Like, it's all about hitting all your shots, and a lot of his abilities are about moving, right? You have to keep moving if you want to maintain damage. Because the second you stop moving, you're just like tickling enemies. You know, you're shooting pepper at them at that point. And it's not very helpful at all. I think the biggest problem there would be just the moving, because he moves so quickly.
I don't want to run off the map. You used to be like almost running off the map every other like second, but then you knew to switch with your clone. And I feel like I would not remember to switch with my clone in the beginning. Like, eventually it'll become like second nature, but in the beginning it's just like, fuck, I died, and then the clone's just chilling up there, and I'm like, I could have fucking switched with the damn clone, and I could have been alive.
I wasn't used to the speed early on when I started unlocking it, because there's a lot of speed, and there's ways to double or triple your speed, and especially when you have the modifiers that increase your speed on top of that, you're really running like crazy. Not only are you moving very quickly, but you have to make sure to hit your shots. And just because of that, I don't think that's for you.
It is not for me at all. Although I used to be very sad when you would just run and leave me because you're just so fast. And I'm like, okay, bye. I'll just be back here if you need any assistance. I'll catch up eventually.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the things I really did like. Like, his speed was just so nice. And it was so fast that, like, you put on a snowdrift and you are catching up to cars, you know, and it's insane. And I always love that. It's really nice. And I do miss it sometimes. But the amount of work that you have to think about. So you have to actually kill enemies in order to start getting your skills stacked up, which, not the greatest. Amara.
Your favorite. I know you're going to pick her. Without a doubt.
I'm thinking, like, maybe it is the build. Definitely, I feel like if you play Amara on your own, you might take her a different route. And getting used to it, you would potentially like her more. Not as much as Moe's. I don't think I could see that happening. But it was kind of like I threw you into it without you knowing how to do any of it.
I didn't know how to do any of it. I'm like, how do I use her skills? You're like, just do this, just do that. I was like, I don't remember these steps.
Yeah.
You can't just tell me, I'm just used to, like, you know, just shooting everywhere, killing people, and you're just like, use this skill, use that skill, aim at the floor. What?
With her and Zane, it's very, like, you have to build these up. And I think with her, you can build it a lot easier than with Zane because you can build up her stacks.
Yeah.
But it's not a, she's not a character that you just start shooting and not use any. Like, if you don't take out the cover, you'll still do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
You know, with Moe's. But with her, you don't use her action skill and you are missing out. Same with Zane, which is why he would be at the bottom. Flak, now I don't have a lot of Flak experience.
We'll come back to Flak. A whole entire episode about where Flak ranks on this list, because we literally started playing him and then I bought the DLCs and then we went straight to the DLCs. Yeah. So we have to come back to Flak.
No, I am thinking like Flak would be last for me.
Really?
I'm thinking just because I have used him, I'm going to go ahead and say that I would put him last. It would be Amara and then Moe's. At one point, it's actually really, the build that I have on Moe's is really, I like explosions. And Moe's does that
very I've well. Noticed.
Very
well. I have noticed.
And I seem to kill myself on both of them very, very frequently. But I have to say that Amara usually puts out so much more damage that I end up killing myself with her more.
Yeah.
But as far as like pure damage and destruction, Amara all day. But when I really want to, that's like when I'm playing the DLC with you.
Yeah.
I actually want to use my guns, which is why I've been using Moe's.
You need to use your guns because the aim, your aim is just...
But that's the thing. Like, I've been playing that with Borderlands for so long. Like, first off, I'm relatively new to PC because I started back last year. Right. Yeah. And I've had my PC for a year and I haven't played games, I guess, competitively for 4 years, I would say, all throughout college, 3 or 4 years. So, and then I jumped right back into PC. And by the first few months, I didn't start actually playing games until March. Right. When the whole quarantine happened.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I focused so heavy on Borderlands, but yeah. Borderlands is not an aim-focused game.
It's not.
I tried in the first couple days. Like, I brought out a sniper. I tried to use it, and it just, like, you're shooting bullets that do random curves. Sometimes, if you take a sniper, you aim down sight, you'll see, like, your reticle is moving. So it's very difficult to be accurate all the time in that game. So focus, being focused on that really was not the move. When I started playing Destiny and Black Ops with my friends, they are like godly players, you know? So their stats are like a lot higher, and me joining them puts me pretty high lobby.
Yeah,
it's not like I start and I'm playing people my level and then I level.
No,
you know? I start and I'm playing against people that like never miss a shot, and a lot of times like they would come out of an area and see me a few frames before I see them.
Yeah.
And that kind of plays in their favor because they already noticed and they've been playing on PC for like 3 years, 4 years, 10 years. And I'm here like, I'm here like nine months in. Right. That's why I've been trying to play Destiny more just to get my aim, like, because I've been missing so many times. Like, there are times when I know I shouldn't have missed certain shots, and at times it's like I just, my hands don't know what to do with itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to use guns, which is why I got on Moe's. Moe's can use guns all day and actually do damage, you know?
And I love that for myself. Yeah. It is great. I really feel like I'm confident in my aim because I started off with like somebody who just uses guns. So you just be like, oh, that person's super far away. And I'm just like, I got it. We got this. I'm gonna hit that shot. And it's fun.
Now, a lot of guns that I do use are like either they shoot super fast or they just shoot in a weird pattern where it's like there's no accuracy involved, you know. But yeah, I like Moe's because you could shoot with her, and technically you can do that with Zane too, but same time it's, but I think that's it really, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be the end of our episode. Thank you for listening.
Please like, subscribe, comment, leave any feedback, anything you would like us to talk about. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you again for listening.